Now, last December, the multi-million euro Macroom Ballyvourney N22 bypass was opened up officially by this state. Macroom has been bypassed since that day, but different phases of the road are yet to be opened, and we have an update for you on what is happening and when those sections will be opened up. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail now, we have a councillor from the area. It's Fine Gael councillor Eileen Lynch. Councillor Lynch, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, look, the works have been continuing. People who travel between here and Cork every day will notice it. They'll be watching the developments, eagerly anticipating the further sections of the road. There's two dates in mind here. One, I think, is in August. Is that right, for a section of the road to be opened up? And then the final part of it, perhaps October. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose, as you've mentioned, the bypass is in three sections. So you have the current section, which is open from Coolcower on the eastern side of Macroom to Carrigafuca on the western side of Macroom. The second phase is from Carrigafuca to Toulon, which is just the eastern side of Ballymacare, Ballyvourna. And then the third section is from there to Slieveriach, which is the western side of Ballyvourna, Ballymacare. But I suppose the thing about this second phase in the proposal for August, at the moment, that's just a proposal. So a proposal has been made from Johns and John Craddock, who are the contractors, that the second phase would open on the 11th of August. That's still under active consideration by Cork County Council. There's also other stakeholder feedback which is needed. So a road closing licence was lodged by Johns and John Craddock at the end of May. They take up to 7 weeks, so that'll be another 4 weeks before it's decided. But that proposal, if it is accepted, would mean that you would have the second phase open on the 11th of August. So essentially that would see the extension of the current bypass from 8 kilometres to 16 kilometres. So once you get on it in Ballymacare, you're coming from the Kerry side, you're travelling the whole way to Coolcower. But as I said, that proposal is under active consideration and it's yet to be confirmed. We're waiting confirmation in the next few weeks.
It would double the amount of motorway effectively that's there now and speed up the journey if it does get the green light for August.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose one of the most dangerous parts of that road was between Macroom and Ballymacare.
Yeah.
So this second section will eliminate that for drivers, and obviously, look, it'll make the journey a lot faster for anyone travelling westbound.
It'll take out the bends, effectively,
absolutely,
that are there right
now.
The hairpins, a lot of them.
Yeah, and look, I mean, they do cause a lot of delays for drivers, and it is quite unsafe in parts, so this second phase is very important, and as I said, we're hopeful that it'll go ahead on the 11th, but it's to be confirmed. But the other thing, just to flag with your listeners, I suppose, as I said, that licence is currently being considered, but the proposal in it, as well as opening the junction at Toulon in Ballymacare, it would also mean that the existing bypass is closed for the 8th, 9th and 10th of August to facilitate the removal of the temporary roundabout at Carrigafuca.
Oh, sure.
So again, just so listeners are aware that if this proposal does get to go ahead, they will be travelling through Macroom. The bypass will temporarily be closed for the 8th, 9th and 10th of August.
I'm sure they won't mind that if they get the payoff on the other side of that section of the road being open, but handy to know that. And then ultimately, Eileen, the entire project hopefully to be completed and open to traffic in October, which will bypass Ballyvourney, the last section of it.
Yeah, we're very optimistic that the road itself would be finished mid to late October. It's very much going to schedule at the moment, as long as weather conditions continue. You know, they've been quite favourable. Now, October will, as I said, hopefully mark the end of the actual road, and that it will be open from the western side of Ballyvourna all the way to Coolcower. But it won't actually mark the end of the project. Once the road itself is finished, there will be works required, such as landscaping, finishing of slip roads, that kind of thing. So project completion will be later, but the actual entirety of the bypass road, we are optimistic that it should open in October.
Yeah, and that should be. What's the reaction been like locally? What's the effect been like locally in Macroom, Eileen, since the bypass has been in place?
For the most part, I think it's been very positive. I think you definitely have a lot more people from the hinterlands around that were previously going to say Ballincollig or Killarney to do their shopping coming into town. Because, you know, they know they can get parking, they know it's not going to be chock-a-block. And there are still, it's surprising enough, there are still a few periods during the day, school times, etc., when the town is incredibly busy. But in general, it's just been very positive. I mean, businesses are doing a lot better, particularly, I suppose, our hospitality businesses. You know, pubs, restaurants, our hotel. And it is great to see that increase in people around the town. And it's a much nicer environment, I suppose, also, which is a lot more welcoming for tourists as well, because you don't have that consistent heavy traffic and trucks going through the town all the time. And actually, if you'll indulge me, I would just like to give a little plug to Macroom Music Festival, which is happening this weekend. And it's the first live music festival in the town since Mountain Dew back in 82. And again, the bypass has actually facilitated this, because the centre of the town will be closed off to traffic. Now, obviously, you can still go around the bypass, you can still go around Coolyhan,
yeah,
but the actual centre of the town will be closed for a festival on Saturday. So again, to any of your listeners, we're now a lot closer to you than we ever were.
Yeah.
And we're going Saturday, kicking off at 6 o'clock, with Sarah Hickey. She's a local musician from Ballincollig, but our headliners then are Mundy, Riptide Movement, and the Frank Walters, and there will be a bar extension in place for the town for the night.
You don't have Taylor Swift. You have to wait till next year for Taylor Swift, Eileen, do you?
Yeah, those talks didn't work out, unfortunately. She said next year suited her better.
Very good. Well, the Frank and Walters, what a great band. And like, that's the thing, you're able to do things like this now that you weren't able to do because of the heavy traffic that used to go through the town.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, this is just the first step. You know, there's a lot of different projects that we're looking at that, again, they just weren't possible before. And I think even from a tourism point of view, there's so many avenues that have opened now, because again, we can do things like this, and we're a lot more attractive, I think, as a town to people coming into it, because, as I said, you've taken the bulk of the traffic out of it, in particular the HGVs, the heavy trucks that we're going through, you know, and we've taken an awful lot of that off. So
okay, well, that makes a difference,
you know, immeasurable benefits for the town.
Certainly. Eileen, listen, thanks for updating us on that. We'll watch and see how it goes in terms of August and that reopening of that section of it. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks so much.